Each month, we speak with Jessica Hall from RNIB, and it gives us a bit of a roundup, if you like, each month of some of the goings-on with advocacy and campaigns within RNIB. We look at some of the work that's been carried out, some of the ongoing campaigns, some of the successes, and we speak to some of the volunteer campaigners and those affected by some of the changes. Now, it is December, so we thought we'd do something just a little bit different, Jess.
Yep, that's right. We're here in December and we're going to do a roundup of what's been going on. The year's almost out, and what a year it has been for campaigning. Across the country, blind and partially sighted campaigners have stood up and spoken out for a more equal and inclusive world. And not only have they been speaking out, they've also been winning. And together we've been campaigning to keep blind and partially sighted people more independent, to make society more inclusive and to prevent sight loss.
So it's been a busy year, as you say. We've covered a lot, Jess, over the last 12 months. It must be quite difficult to kind of look through that and pick a few to tell us about.
Yeah, it's really difficult to really pick out so many great things that have been going on. But I thought perhaps we could start by talking independence. And in January, RNIB campaigners joined together to stop the government phasing out attendance allowance, which is a vital benefit that helps people over the age of 65 meet the extra costs of living with a disability. Campaigners wrote to their MPs and we let the government know our views. This resulted in the government backing down and announcing that attendance allowance would stay, which is fantastic news for older people living with sight loss. As well as protecting benefits to keep people independent, we've been working hard to make sure that everyone who needs vision rehabilitation also gets the support that they need to live an independent life. This year, we saw the launch of a new and exciting piece of research setting out the economic benefits of vision rehabilitation as part of our See, Plan and Provide campaign. And this has already had a positive impact. With you, we've been able to show local councils that not only is vision rehabilitation vital for people with sight loss, it also makes economic sense to provide this service.
Okay, so a couple of biggies to start with there, and really going back, as you say, just to the start of the year, looking at the attendance allowance one, and that is massive because, you know, it's a substantial amount of money that people were going to lose out on. And with people who were looking also blind and partially sighted people here, and those with limited vision, you know, it can make a huge amount of difference to getting out and about, you know, socially, whether it's going to doctor's visits and so on, you know, really getting people out and ending that isolation. So a big win there. And, you know, there's been stuff on personal independence payment as well. Lots of work being done there to make sure that those entitled to it get it at the correct rates. So huge wins once again. And also, I think, showing things that people perhaps don't know about RNIB, really getting involved and working with politicians and campaigning at Westminster and around the country as well.
Yeah, absolutely. As well as that, we want to make sure that blind and partially sighted people are included in society. And that's why in the run-up to the general election this year, you were just mentioning working with Parliament, we called on our parliamentary candidates in the general election to make sure that 2017 was the most accessible yet. But to our frustration, we learned after the election that only one in four blind and partially sighted people could vote independently and in secret. We took this to the Cabinet Office and have been pressing for improvements to voting. And the government took note and launched their own consultation calling for disabled people to share their experiences of voting. And many of you got involved and gave your views on where changes could be made to the current voting system. And we've already heard early signals that there's going to be moves towards improved arrangements at polling stations. This is a real step forward and shows that the government are finally listening to us. And we'll wait to see what 2018 holds.
Probably another general election, you never know.
Yeah, I was going to say, perhaps not another general election. We could do with a little breather,
yes,
perhaps,
please.
Before another.
Absolutely. I mean, we spoke with Chris Skidmore, the MP, on RNIB Connect Radio earlier this year when we were highlighting that particular call for evidence and encouraging our listeners to get in touch, because it's only with their input that we can actually make these changes along with RNIB. And I was one of those who had some difficulties casting my vote, but it was only because I knew how the system worked and templates and so on, how they should be used, that I was actually able to cast my vote. And we did about a good chat, and I think, you know, there is obviously a real drive now at Westminster, and indeed we were chatting with the guys at Holyrood at the Scottish Parliament to make voting more accessible. So as you say, Jess, let's hope we do get a bit of time before the next election.
Yeah.
To get some of these in place as well. So there we go. So voting, what have we got next?
Yeah, well, as well as pushing for change in our democratic system, there's also been progress across the country to make our streets and public transport more accessible and more inclusive. And campaigners have been calling for street charters and A-board bans in major cities and towns, which have resulted in street charters for Liverpool, Oldham and Newcastle, and A-board bans in Bradford and Northumberland. And we also celebrated all big five UK bus operators signing up to our bus charter, setting in place principles for making bus travel more accessible. And these wins represent hours and hours of tenacious campaigning and pressure on local authorities and private companies by dedicated volunteers who are giving their time to make sure that everyone can get around freely and safely. And it's really paying off.
Absolutely, and we spoke with some of the volunteer campaigners and so on who are involved in a lot of these, and great to hear that some councils really almost sort of saying, okay, let's just bin this shared space idea. Other councils saying, okay, A-boards, yep, we recognise they are a problem, we'll do something about it. And then the bus operators on top of that coming on board with RNIB's charter and saying, yep, bring the guys along, we'll have swap with me days and service users can meet with the drivers and vice versa, and the drivers getting a chance to don the blind folds and find out, you know, what is it like trying to flag down a bus, show your pass, find a seat. And you know, that has been really valuable. I think recently we actually spoke with First Midland Bluebird, who've just had a swap with me day in Falkirk in Scotland, and you know, they were raving about it, the drivers, the feedback was fantastic. It's not something which involves masses of technology and huge financial input, it's just a little bit of education can make a massive difference. And I think what we're showing, Jess, in the topics you've picked, a lot of this is all about just giving people with visual impairments that independent mobility to go about their everyday lives and, you know, be productive members of society as well.
Absolutely. There's been some really fantastic work going on from people who are blind and partially sighted themselves, speaking out, getting their message out there and showing people what it means, like if they're getting on a bus, what that means, and the difficulties and barriers they face, so that people can understand and we can overcome these difficulties and have a more inclusive society. And one of the other areas we've also been working hard on is around the prevention of sight loss. This might be something you might not be as aware of that the RNIB campaigning gets involved in, but we also want to prevent people from losing their sight, and we push for sight-saving treatments to be available on the NHS. And this year, we were delighted to see a new treatment for uveitis, which is a sight-threatening condition, become available on the NHS. And this was in part down to the uveitis patients who came forward and shared their stories and experiences of the condition and its treatment, enabling RNIB to represent them during the evaluation of the drug by the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence. The drug Humira is now available for patients who didn't respond to previous treatments, giving them a sight-saving treatment option, which is just fantastic. It's been a brilliant year of campaigning, and it's been great to be working alongside so many of you in 2017, and we hope that many more will join us as we seek to change our world in 2018.
And we do, you know, each time we chat, Jess, we talk to some of the volunteers, the campaigners, that the people who these changes affect positively and negatively, of course, but we still want more people to get involved with RNIB and to make that community even stronger. And if, you know, people would like to do that and they want to get involved, or perhaps there's something they'd like to speak to the campaigns or advocacy team about, well, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best way to get involved for starters is to become part of our campaign supporters network. And you can do that really simply by visiting www.rnib.org.uk/campaigns. Or you can call us on our campaigns hotline, which is 020-7391-2123, and speak to one of the team. We'd love to have you as part of our campaign network and to be out there making change happen.
Indeed, you like how I said, Jess, that you will be back next year each month to tell us. I'm just committing you there. Anyway, Jess, pleasure speaking with you as always each month, and you guys down there at Judd Street as well, have a great Christmas and a great new year, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan. Have a lovely Christmas, and to all of the Connect audience from campaigns, we hope you have a great Christmas and a fantastic new year.